where they all lived. "Ah," said Father Wolf, "it's time to hunt again." He was going to spring down the hill when a little shadow with a bushy tail crossed the threshold and whined. "Good luck go with you, O Chief of the Wolves, and good luck and strong white teeth go with the noble children, that they may never forget the hungry in this world." It was the jackal, Tabaki, the dishlicker, and the wolves of India despised Tabaki because he runs about making mischief and telling tales, and eating rags and pieces of leather from the village rubbish heaps. But they are afraid of him too, because Tabaki, more than anyone else in the jungle, is apt to go mad, and then he forgets that he was ever afraid of anyone, and runs through the forest, biting everything in his way. Even the tiger runs and hides when little Tabaki goes mad, for madness is the most disgraceful thing that can overtake a wild creature. We call it hydrophobia, but they call it Diwani, the madness, and run. "Enter then and look," said Father Wolf stiffly, but they